Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Jenna Holcomb in Anchorage. Holcomb is a lifelong Alaskan and worldly traveler.
I left for the first time, when I was 18 and went down to California. And I met a guy, and then we moved to Milwaukee together, and then essentially since then have gone on like some very major trips together. Went to like Central America, and last year I did like a 4-month bike tour in Europe. I also did like a 12,000 mile motorcycle trip across North America. So yeah, and then I come here to make money. Family, money, mountains. Not particularly in that order. I can't really say that I would stay anywhere long term. It's like the only place I always feel comfortable coming back to, as opposed to any other city or like place I've ever been has never felt like somewhere I could just come back to easily. I mean, you have everything here. There's fishing, camping, biking, backpacking, bike packing, anything. So there's so much. Being at the top of Wolverine Peak and looking down and seeing, like vast expanse of mountains, hanging out at Aklutna Lake, which is, obviously the water reservoir for Anchorage, which is really interesting, and like staying in that cabin during the winter that's out there and like listening to the ice crack, calling out echoes and hearing it back 17 times. I don't want Alaska to look like Texas in 100 years in terms of like, mining and drilling and stuff, so that's always a big bummer when our politics don't exactly line up with, what's right for nature. So that sucks. Like, it's called the last frontier for a reason, and I think that if we degrade that so quickly, we're going to end up looking like the rest of America, and it'd be really sad to see all of this go. Alaska is magical. It's the whole thing.
Jenna Holcomb lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.